Friends, you can tell by the color of the vestment I'm wearing that today is a special day. It is called Laetare Sunday. Laetare means rejoice. Some people may think that we rejoice because Lent is almost over. But the real reason to rejoice is because we are getting closer to the feast of our salvation. We are getting closer to the feast of our salvation. And with that in mind, I want to reflect on our gospel reading. The reading begins by Jesus saying to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. This conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus recalls the incident in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, where the Israelites grumble against God during their journey in the wilderness. They grumble against God and Moses. And because of that, God sends venomous serpents to punish them. And the Israelites repent, and then Moses, on behalf of the Israelites, intercedes to God, asking him, God, to forgive them. And God gives Moses instructions to make a bronze serpent and mount it on a pole. And if anyone who looks at this bronze serpent would be healed. By recalling this story, Jesus alludes to the salvation that he would accomplish through his death on the cross. So the question for us is, what do we see when we see Jesus nailed on the cross? Hopefully, you see a person who can save you. Hopefully, you see a person who can bring healing in your life. You know, when you are struggling, whether it may be in your marriage, your health, job, whatever it may be, you are able to see in Jesus a person who can give you hope. You see him as instrument of salvation, the one who gives you strength to resist temptation, to dispel the fear in your life, and takes any darkness that is there in your life, takes it away. And that is the reason for us to rejoice. Because in Jesus, we see somebody who can redeem us. And that's the desire of God. You know, the gospel goes on to say that Jesus on the cross manifests to all of us God's love. He manifests God's love for the world. And this is what it says. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:16, right? We all know that scripture passage. And that is the attitude of God towards us. It's an attitude of love. It's an attitude of saving us and not condemning us, but wanting happiness and good things for us. And that's why, you know, we rejoice. And because God wants us to be happy, he invites us to move from darkness to light. Scripture says, the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. But whoever lives the truth comes to light so that his work may be clearly seen as done in God. Brothers and sisters, you and I are invited to leave darkness behind and enter into the light of Christ. And there are many ways to do that, right? But just want to suggest a few ways. One is listening to the Word of God, right? Very important for us, scriptures, where we hear the history of our salvation, where we hear God speak to us. The other way is to pray. You know, prayer is such an important, should be part of every Christian's life. Building that relationship with God, talking to him and listening to him. And the other thing I want to highlight is confession. Now, confession, most of the people get afraid of confession. And it's a beautiful sacrament. It's a sacrament of healing. It's a sacrament where we bring to light something that takes us away from God. Right? It is something we tell God, right? This is, you know, I really want to live according to your will, but this particular thing in my life takes me always away from you. We allow God's light to shine in us and save us. That's what confession does for us. So with that in mind, I would like to invite you to our parish confessions. So we have our Lenten parish confessions. We'll have 6 other priests maybe all together. It is on March 19th at 6:30. So save the date. You got your iPhones with you, or you can put that date, that way you don't forget. It's good for us Christians, right? You know, whether we are sinners or we are saints, we all need to go to confession. And Lent is a good time to do that. So, brothers and sisters, as we pray today, let us remember. First is that God does not condemn us, no matter what, right? Our sin is not, no sin is bigger than God's mercy and forgiveness. So let's keep that in mind. Then also know that he invites us to move from darkness to the light of Christ. And let us rejoice, for the feast of our salvation is near.